At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, you're listening to The Quint.
Shankhnad, Dhak, Ghonta, Chandipat, Ulul Dhwani or Pujor Gaan. These are the sounds that bring Durga Puja alive. But this year, Pujo is going to be very different. Pandemic ne bata diya that there will be no pandal hopping or any gatherings. Lekin, you don't have to feel bummed out. You have been working from home, right? So this is the time to celebrate from home. To uthiye, tayar hoiye. Aap pandal tak to nahi ja sakte, lekin pandal to hum aap tak la hi sakte hai na. Welcome to this very special festive episode on Durga Puja on the Quint and Quint Hindi. Main hu Fabiha Sayed. If you're a Bengali, then in this episode, we bring you all the sounds of Pujo you grew up listening to. Aur agar aap meri tarah non-Bengali hain, to aapko bhi bahut maza aane wala hai, kyunki this podcast sounds like Durga Puja. Joining me in this podcast are our Bengali Quinties, jo hame bata rahe hain about the different sounds of Durga Puja and what it means to them. To shuru karte hain. पहले आता है चौंडी पाट. ये वो साउंड है जिससे पूरा फेस्टिव सीजन शुरू हो जाता है. चौंडी पाट एक्चुअली एक बहुत ही फेमस आइकॉनिक रेडियो रिकॉर्डिंग है जो कोलकाता में हर साल दुर्गा पूजा के कुछ पहले महालय पर प्ले की जाती है और एक इंसान का नाम सबकी जबान पर चढ़ जाता है. रिनकी, व्हाट्स हिज नेम?
वीरेंद्र कृष्ण भद्रो. बिकॉज नोबडी हैज डन इट बेटर देन हिम. Nobody has been able to outshine him. It's a ritual. You know, you wake up at the crack of dawn at 4 a.m. to listen to the sonorous chants of Virendra Krishna Bhadra reading out the Chondi part. And it is a surreal feeling. You know Pujo is about to come. You know you will probably be telling your boss that you need leave for Durga Pujo. You want to go home. You know, the festival season is here, basically. So Chondi part and Mohalaya is... You know, that first feeling you get that, chalo bhai, now we are about to have some good time. You know, Chondi Pat is a very, very happy feeling that I associate myself with.
Nahin. Tell me more about Birendra Krishna Bhadra.
I said Birendra Krishna Bhadra because, 1937 was the first time he had actually aired, it was the program Mohishasur Mordini was actually aired on All India Radio. And in 1976, they tried to revamp it by calling the then, the legendary Bengali actor Uttam Kumar to do the Chondi part. And it was such a flop because the Bengalis just wouldn't accept Uttam Kumar as the person reading out the Chondi part. It did not work out at all. This despite him having a huge fan following, and this despite the fact that even today Bengalis are so touchy about Uttam Kumar. So to reject a person of such great fan following, a person who has been literally worshipped in Bengal, was quite a thing. So, that is why there's only one person you can totally associate with when you hear the word Chondi Pat, and that is Birendra Krishna Bhadra, because that his, his deep gravelly voice reading out the part in itself, talking about how the ritual came to be, how Devi Durga was created, followed by the song that Jago, Tumi Jago. It's a... It's an out-of-the-world feeling, I would say.
और बीरेंद्र कृष्ण भद्रा का चौंडी पाठ से फिर बन जाता है पूजा का माहौल. और माहौल से याद आती है एक और आवाज, एक और साउंड जिसके बिना पूजो पूजो नहीं है. So let's start with the sound that declares दुर्गा पूजा open. शंख की आवाज. Shh. Shankh is known to attract health, wealth, longevity and every bounty to your life. It is believed that the sound of the Shankh cleanses the soul and purifies the heart, and that's what marks the beginning of every Shubh Kaam. Shohini Bose tells us more about it.
The blowing of a Shankh or conch shell marks the beginning of any big event, be it pujo or wedding rituals or welcoming a newborn home or even the call for a Mahayudh. Scriptures say, when all gods combine their powers to create Ma Durga to overpower the invincible Asur, Ma Durga blew the Shankh to call for a battle and eventually defeated Asur. Blowing of Shankh marks the Bodhon of Ma Durga or the commencement of Pujo. Basically, Shankher Awaj Mani Pujo Shuru Hoye Geche.
Yani Puja Shuru Ho Chuki Hai. लेकिन एक और आवाज है जिसके बिना पूजो अधूरी है, एंड दैट इज ढाक की थाप। डू यू रिमेम्बर विद्या बालन्स डेब्यू फिल्म परिणीता? द फिल्म हैज क्वाइट अ फ्यू सीन्स इन विच यू रिमेम्बर की ढाक, जो कि एक तरह के ड्रम्स होते हैं, वो जोर जोर से प्ले हो रहे होते हैं। एक सीन है जिसमें सिर्फ ढाक से पूरा बैकग्राउंड सजा होता है। इन दैट सीन संजय दत्त एंड सैफ अली खान आर शोन डांसिंग इन देयर क्रिस्प धोतीज एंड कुर्ताज, लुकिंग एवरी बिट ऑफ अ ग्रीक गॉड हु हैज बीन इनवाइटेड टू अ पैंडाल टू डू दैट धुनुनु ची नाच। वेल, इट्स अ डिवोशनल डांस फॉर्म दैट्स परफॉर्म ड्यूरिंग दुर्गा आरती। तो इस डांस में क्या होता है कि द वन हु इज डांसिंग हैज टू बैलेंस क्ले पॉट्स विद देयर माउथ्स एंड हैंड्स। इफ यू हैवंट सीन इट बिफोर, तो आप ये सोचेंगे कि अरे यार, यू नो इट्स नॉट अ बिग डील, कोई भी कर सकता है। बट नो, व्हेन द क्ले पॉट इज फिल्ड विद बर्निंग चारकोल, इंसेंस पाउडर एंड कोकोनट हस्क, देन बैलेंसिंग नॉट जस्ट वन बट मेनी क्ले पॉट्स इज अ बिग डील। और बैकग्राउंड में जब ढाक प्ले हो रहा होता है तो क्या माहौल बनता है, वो जानते हैं शोहिनी बोस से, हू इज टेलिंग अस अबाउट द ढाक साउंड विदाउट विच दुर्गा पूजा इज इनकम्प्लीट।
A dhak or drums is a must for every element of pujo. Be it the bodhon or the commencement of pujo, the morning prayers, the evening aarti, or the famous dhunuchi dance on Ashtami and Navami evenings. Basically, you need a dhak at all times during pujo.
And what about the artists who play the dhak?
As for the dhakis or the drummers, they look for these 5 or 6 days of pujo, which are their primary source of income. On Doshami or the last day of Pujo, when all Bengalis are heartbroken because they have to bid farewell to Ma Durga, for the Dhakis who get their wages and rewards on this day, it marks the beginning of celebrations, when they return home to their families with gifts and sweets.
So if you're a non-Bengali like myself, you will say that dhak is a sound of life, beginnings and celebrations. Sunkar hi lagta hai kuch bahut acha hone wala hai. Sochi kisi Bengali ke liye dhak ke kya maayne honge? Rune ki saanyal se suniye.
Dhak maane maa ashche. Aar maa ashche maane aamar shohar sheje uthche. You know, the beat of the dhak announces the arrival of Durga Maa. It announces the arrival of Durga Pujo. And my city is all decked up and ready to celebrate.
But what's the significance of playing dhak?
The beat of the dhak, it means festive cheer is at its peak.
But Triniki, what does it mean to you?
For me, the beat of the dhak is also a call from home. Because no matter which part of the world I'm in, I close my eyes, I just hear the dhak and I'm immediately transported back to a pujo pandal in Kolkata. With my family around me, my mami, pishi, everybody wearing their new saris, enjoying fun, frolic. Dhak is a feeling in itself. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. You know, dhak mujhe wo ghar wapas hone ka ehsaas dilata hai.
Dhake Ravaj, a call from home, a warm memory of your loved ones. But what if you can't be at home this year? वैसे भी दिल तो बच्चा है जी, तो ऐसे में क्या करेंगे? अस्मिता नंदी को भी घर याद आता है, but here's what she does.
So ढाके रावाज is that is पूजो, and I'm missing it so much this year because I'm in Noida. We're barely going out of our houses and we're not going to any pandals this year. So that's one sound that for me defines Pujo. And that is completely missing this time. So I'm playing it on YouTube right now and like trying to get into the Pujo mood. But yeah, I mean, Dhake Ravaj is something that is very synonymous to Pujo for all Bengalis.
एक और आवाज जिसे सुनकर दुर्गा पूजा की याद आती है एंड दैट इज उलुल ध्वनि, अ साउंड व्हिच बंगालीज मेक टू वार्ड ऑफ इविल स्पिरिट्स, बुरी नजर.
फनी एज इट साउंड्स फॉर अदर्स, दिस उलू साउंड मेड बाय विमेन इज बिलीव टू वार्ड ऑफ इविल स्पिरिट और एनी काइंड ऑफ नेगेटिव एनर्जी. Bengali women assemble and make this ulu sound accompanied by the blowing of shark to ward off any negative energy from any occasion, Durga Pujo being the biggest of them all.
Okay, I want to challenge Asmita to do it. Woh isliye kyunki usse ulu sound nahi ho pata hai. Asmita, karke dikhana.
I've been trying to do this since I was a kid, when I've been seeing my mom, my aunts and everybody at home, you know, doing it so perfectly with the Shakhe Ravaj also. But I can't do it.
और क्योंकि हर सुंदर तस्वीर पर एक नजर का टीका जरूर होता है, that's what a भेपू का साउंड इज फॉर. सो लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, धूम मचाने के लिए अब आ रहे हैं सुशोभन सरकार.
There is one sound in particular which throughout my childhood has been the most fascinating sound for me, and because Durga Puja mein thodi masti aur thodi shararat bhi bahut bahut zaruri hai, isliye there is one slightly annoying but a very familiar sound of Durga Puja for me, and that is the sound of the bhopu or the bhepu, which we say in Bangla. It is annoying, but if you're sitting in your house as a kid, 6 साल का, 7 साल का बच्चा, 10 साल का, आप खिड़की के बाहर ये साउंड सुनते हो तो आपको पता है कि दुर्गा पूजा आ गया है, और आप ही की तरह कोई बच्चा बाहर ये बजाते बजाते, पापा मम्मी का हाथ पकड़ के ये बजाते बजाते पंडालों के बीच से गुजर रहा है. तो इफ यू आर सिटिंग एट होम, दिस इज अ साउंड दैट यू विल कंटिन्यू टू हियर, एंड दिस इज वन ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट आई वुड ऑलवेज बाय एवरी ईयर, राइट थ्रू माई स्कूल, राइट थ्रू माई कॉलेज, इवन वेन आई वॉज वर्किंग, बिकॉज दिस इज अ साउंड लोगों को बहुत इरिटेट भी करती है, लेकिन बचपन की याद भी मुझे हमेशा दिलाती है, तो इसलिए मैंने इस साल भी ये खरीदा है.
लेकिन इस भेपू के साउंड से हमारे सुशोभन ने शोहरत की ऊंचाइयां भी छुई हैं, और पता है वो कैसे? ऐसे
धूम का ट्यून मैं इससे बजा सकता था, और वो ऐसे है.
वेट, व्हाट? ये धूम का ट्यून है? Don't tell me you played it for an audience.
Exactly. मैं इसे बजाते बजाते सड़कों पर पैंडल हॉपिंग करता था, और लोग मुझे पलट पलट के दिखते थे.
धूम का धुन तो नहीं लग रहा, इरिटेटिंग बहुत लग रहा है, प्लीज इसे बंद करो. थैंक यू. Now let's get back to some melodious sounds that are built around Durga Puja. Ji haan, we're talking about Pujor Gaan, the singles and albums that are released around the time of Durga Puja every year.
Dosho bhuje, dosho prorono dharini, dosho bhuje, dosho prorono dharini, नयोनि करुणा आनोनि अभये, तुमाय प्रणाम करिमा दुर्गे, तुमाय प्रणाम करिमा दुर्गे, तुमि दुर्गति नाशिनी, दशो भुजे दशो प्रहरणु धारिणी.
That's a beautiful song that Sharburi Purkayast once performed during Durga Puja. But what does this mean?
So, to just explain the words to you, Dosho Bhuje, Dosho Prohorono Dharini are words that you've probably heard a lot of times in a lot of different songs written on the goddess. Dosho Bhuje means 10 hands, and Dosho Prohorono Dharini, loosely translated, would mean the goddess is going to strike with her 10 hands. The next line,
Noyoni Koruna Anone Abhoye.
Noyoni Koruna Anone Abhoye. Again, words to describe how the goddess appears before us. Noyon, as we know, means eyes. Koruna is compassion. Anon is face, and Abhoye is fearless. So, with compassionate eyes and a fearless face is how she appears before us. And the next line goes like this.
Tumai pranam korima durge. Tumai pranam korima durge. Tumi durgoti nashini.
Tumai pranam korima durge. I bow down before you, mother. Tumi durgoti nashini. Durgoti is misery, and nashini is one who, you know, puts an end to it. So I bow down before your mother. You will end the misery in this world.
यही वो आवाजें हैं जिन आवाजों से मिलकर वो तस्वीर बनती है जो है पूजो की. On that note, the Quint wishes you a very happy and safe Durga Puja.